Good day. This is Paige Estrotori bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We start off today with the recent dip in home loan approvals as financial pressures mount across Australia. New data shows a 3.9% drop in new home commitments, further detailed by a 4.6% fall in loans for owners and a 2.6% decline in investment property loans. Experts link this slump to current interest hikes and overall financial strain. Households, where both adults bring in an income, have experienced almost a third dip in borrowing potential, while refinancing activity has nosedived by 30.8% from last year. But don't you worry, Aussies are not losing their homeownership spirit. A Westpac survey suggests a resilient aspiration among 44% of us, keen on buying property in the next 5 years, unfazed by the economic climate. In other uplifting news, the federal government is actualizing an incredible stride for gender equality in our economy from July 2025. Super contributions will be made to the paid parental leave scheme. This first-of-its-kind move is aimed at closing the gap in superannuation, which has severely impacted women post-child rearing, causing a 25% deficit compared to their male counterparts. Industry leaders are with the 180,000 mothers who stand to benefit annually from this reform, commending the move towards addressing the motherhood penalty and advocating for more such measures. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room: affordability in the financial advice sector. A recent study highlights a mismatch between the actual and perceived cost of financial advice. Australians, on average, are willing to part with $800 for advice, while the actual cost surpasses this figure. However, these high fees haven't doused the desire for advice altogether, with 1.3 million Australians considering it. The same report suggests potential solutions for going digital, allowing lower cost access to financial advice, which seems to be the favored approach by many. And finally, we praise the resilience of our insurance brokers for standing tall during these trying economic times. An 87% client satisfaction rate has ensured their position remains inspiring in the industry. The global climate has compelled businesses to reconsider their security, and insurance reliably provides them with this comfort. A commendable 76% of businesses are now seeking full coverage, declaring insurance an essential safety net. About half have revised their policies or are considering doing so in response to our current economic instability. As we navigate this period, a whopping 97% of clients demand transparency in broker commissions, and 79% find comfort in commission-based earnings. That concludes our roundup for Friday, March 8th. Remember, Financial Services Online is your partner in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more incredible insights and resources. Thank you for staying with us. Paige Estrotori signing off.